This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, and welcome to this installment of CDC's AMR Exchange, Protecting Americans from Antimicrobial Resistance. I'm Dr. Dawn Sievert, and I'm the Senior Science Advisor in CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Coordination and Strategy Unit. Joining me today is Dr. Belinda Ostrowski, a colleague in CDC's Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion and an infectious disease physician and field medical officer based in New York. Belinda has kindly agreed to sit with me and share information about her work on the ground to combat AR. Thanks for joining me today, Belinda.
It's nice to be here and welcome virtually to New York.
Great. Let's get started. So first, could you please share with our audience what a CDC field officer does and what specific expertise you provide to the state of New York?
I trained in infectious diseases, and then after that, I did the Epidemiology Intelligence Service, actually in the Hospital Infection Program, which is now our division, the Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion. That takes care of healthcare-associated infections across the spectrum of care and antimicrobial resistance. After EIS, I worked in New York, and I've always kind of had one foot in infectious disease in hospitals and one in public health. So it was like fairly a natural transition for me almost 8 years ago to transition back to CDC in this role. It's kind of the job that I do in the city that I live with the people who trained me. So it's a natural now that I'm embedded with New York State Department of Health, and I help their epidemiologists address outbreaks and clusters of antimicrobial resistance and healthcare-associated infections such as Candida auris and carbapenem-resistant organisms. And I help with antimicrobial stewardship efforts. But it's nice to just take my lens maybe at one facility at a time and really pull it across the spectrum of care to help many facilities in my area.
So how are you working on the ground with partners to detect and respond to new and emerging infections?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm embedded with the New York State Department of Health, and I kind of work side to side with the epidemiologists. Often we'll go out to different healthcare facilities that are having a problem, maybe a cluster or an outbreak, and we'll walk the facility and help out with their infection prevention. We may do simple things like helping out improve their hand hygiene, helping with how they clean the environment. But sometimes we do things that are more complex, like helping with disinfecting complicated equipment like ventilators that can be associated with transmission of multi-drug resistant pathogens. All of these things were actually really important because it helped us to develop a relationship with healthcare facilities over time. And that actually was key during COVID when everybody was scared and, you know, it was really a new pathogen.
So state health department epidemiologists and laboratorians and other public health partners work together to respond to antimicrobial resistant threats. Can you explain why these collaborations matter?
Well, it's really, you know, important because we're a team. So it's healthcare facilities, public health professionals, and the lab. And especially one thing we didn't get to underscore was that the lab helps us with all kinds of things, including testing the patients so we find out what's wrong, helping out with screening where we might find patients who have been exposed. Sometimes they do fingerprinting to find out how the pathogens are related, and especially if we can stop the transmission. All these partners are really essential because we each bring, you know, some piece of the expertise to the table.
New York is lucky to have you. But if a state doesn't have a CDC field officer, what are the best ways for public health partners in a state to collaborate with CDC or experts both within and out of state?
Well, in New York, given the size, the complexity, and the different kinds of antimicrobial resistance, it was actually really important for me to be on the ground and help out. But each state actually has a healthcare-associated infection program or an HAI program, and they're often on a regular basis communicating with CDC, working on different kinds of pathogens, including antimicrobial resistance and different healthcare-associated infections. So for the average provider, they may not see this, but that relationship is there and happening all the time.
That's all the time we have for this discussion. Belinda, I really appreciate your time with me today. And I want to thank you for providing our listeners with a great view of the work a CDC field officer does and the kind of important efforts to address HAIs and antimicrobial resistance that you've supported in New York.
Nice to be here and continue to work with CDC and health departments.
Thank you again for sharing your expertise, and goodbye for now.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov. or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.